Voters in Garfield County hold the fate of over $139,000 in their hands this November. The county library district wants them to decide whether it can keep the money or refund it to the state. Garfield County Library District Marketing and Communications Manager Emily Heisel explains it this way.
Ballot Measure 6A is asking the voters to remove the statewide limitations so that the libraries can keep the full amount that they are allowed currently to collect.
The library district is partially funded by a quarter-cent sales tax approved by voters, but the Colorado Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR, caps the amount the library can keep. Heisel says the library wants to keep the $139,000 because it's still reeling from a property sales tax loss in 2017 from the natural gas bust.
And so at that time, we had to make big budget cuts, including cutting our book budget in half. And that's what now we're looking to restore if passed by the voters.
The library district gets about half of their revenue from sales tax and half from property tax. This affects the sales tax side.
That's Bob Rankin, state representative for Colorado's 57th district, which includes Garfield County. He's also a member of the state joint budget committee. He says that essentially the library district is de-brucing.
It does not raise taxes at all. It merely allows an entity, taxing district, whatever, to keep all of the revenue from a tax that already exists.
Those taxes are allowed to grow by a certain percentage every year that's set by the state based on population and inflation.
That $139,000 is money over and above the allowed growth from sales taxes, because sales taxes were good last year. And that's good news, right, in Garfield County. So in order to keep that money over and above the limits set by the state in accordance with TABOR, they have to ask the voters if they can do that.
Rankin says there are two parts to TABOR. Most people are familiar with the part that requires voters to approve raising taxes. But what the library district is requesting is different.
This part is a little bit more difficult to get your arms around because it has to do with that growth limit and excess revenues that come in over and above the required growth limit based on an existing tax.
Emily Heisel says the $139,000 will purchase books, DVDs, music, and other library materials, and if 6A passes, it will permanently get rid of the cap. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.